Well, the scourge of our society is certainly drugs, whether it's ICE, you know, methamphetamine, or whether it's people getting drugs from overseas on websites like Silk Road. David Hobbs is on the line, and David's a director of Side Effect. Good morning, David.
Ian, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. Tell us a bit about Side Effect. What do you actually do?
Side Effect is the legacy of a young boy, Preston Bridge, who sadly lost his life at the age of 16 down in Scarborough, down at Rendezvous down there. He unfortunately took a $2 synthetic pill called 2,5-IMBOMI, which made him hallucinate, and ultimately he thought he could fly off the balcony. And unfortunately, his father and his sister found him, mate, with the ambulance there the next morning. So Side Effect is really the legacy of young Preston, where we're going to educate as many young people as possible about making informed decisions. Mate, look, he was a popular young guy. He played football, went to Churchlands High School, he was a prefect, and he just made one sad mistake in his life, and unfortunately it changed his family's life forever. So we just hope no other kids go down this path. And it's not just synthetics, it's, you know, ICE is a synthetic as well, and it's killing our communities, it's killing families, and it's costing the Australian economy billions of dollars. So we're coming to Busselton, as you know, and yes, we want to get the community right behind us. We're going to have a drug forum. We'll interview your local police sergeant. We'll be speaking to people that work on the front line in emergency services. We'll tell you the story of Preston Bridge. We'll let you know what's in these drugs and what it does to you, and ultimately the consequences are bad if you choose this pathway.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, this is next Monday night, the 12th, at Georgiana Molloy Anglican School from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. If you have any teenagers you know have been experimenting with their life, make sure that you and your kids, your teenagers, get along there and go through this and listen to the story, because it'll send chills up your spine. There's no doubt about that, won't it, David?
Oh, look, Ian, and look, even as today, the important thing for us is we've actually waived the cost to get there, so it's now a free event.
Oh, okay.
Which is fantastic, mate. We want the people that need the support and need to know what's going on to be there. So it's a totally free event, and it's one that hopefully will unite Busselton. We're going to end up in Bunbury as well before long, and Esperance. So we're going to have a real roadshow.
Yep.
But the way for us to do it is to make it free, to make sure the right people get there, and then we can get it underwritten by the corporate sector, which has happened in this case. So
excellent. All right. Well, if you'd like to find out more, go to sideeffect.org.au. Sideeffect.org.au. All these funny little things that parents have told their children, the little lies, the little fibs. Because, you know, sometimes you just want to, you know, feed them a load of BS. That's what you really want to do, don't you? Look at this one. Because I'm an awesome parent, I'm currently helping my kids look after their chocolate that I ate last night. I told my four-year-old that every time he farts, he gets a new freckle. With four-year-olds, he'd be absolutely covered in them. I lied to my daughter today and changed the time on the clocks and told her it's bedtime already because I was so tired. My six-year-old niece asked me how I got pregnant. I panicked and told her I ate a watermelon seed. That's a different way to do it. I just told a four-year-old that Tic Tacs were medicine so I wouldn't have to share. This is a cute one. My three-year-old daughter asked what sex was, and I told her it was the number after five. Obviously, this woman comes from New Zealand.
Yeah. You're a father. Have you told any of your kids these lies?
I've only got one.
Yeah.
And I'm not his father. No. I've never told. Obviously, I am. But no, he's sitting fairly old now, so I don't remember any of that. But I'm sure I've told him a little bit of a story about certain things as he was growing up, but none of them spring to mind. But it's okay, Daniel. If you're listening online, mate, don't worry. I am dad. There's no question about that. Now, we've got a little bit of an issue down here with the Leschenold estuary. There's been a bit of a shellfish health warning. And on the line, I've got Richard Theobald, Manager of Water Unit at the Department of Health. A very good morning and season's greetings almost, Richard. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Ian. Yes, we're entering in that that lovely time of year when things are getting quite festive. People are thinking of having a holiday, and also it's nice and warm.
It is, and that sort of tends to upset the ecological system in the water, like the microscopic algae, the Alexandrium, which is the one that could produce paralytic shellfish poisoning. Tell us a little bit about this, because it's been detected down in the Leyton Old Estuary.
Alexandrium is, as you said, is an algae. So what's happened to date is that the Department of Water has monitored the water down in the southern areas of the Leyton, and have detected this Alexandrium in sufficient levels to make us worried.
Oh dear. Now, what are some of the symptoms, Richard, when it comes to, if you've ingested some of this stuff?
Alexandrium in its own right is not going to harm you as an individual if you go swimming. But when it is eaten or absorbed by shellfish, it bioaccumulates, or it multiplies, it magnifies.
Right.
The toxin that Alexandrium produces multiplies. So the problem comes when you start, or when you want to eat the shellfish. The problem with this particular this toxin is that it is neurotoxic. It will attack your nerves. And so the first signs will be probably a tingling or numbness of the lips. And depending on how much you've eaten, you could also then develop, if you have a really big meal, you might get prickliness of your fingertips and toes, of your extremities, then be sick, you'll vomit, you might even have diarrhea. But at that stage, it's getting pretty late on, and things are going to get fairly serious for you fairly quickly.
So you should take yourself off to the doctor, or you go straight to the hospital?
Absolutely.
So we should keep an eye out for it. And if anybody, as far as I know, discovers or sees any algal blooms, or if you suspect any in any waterway, you should report it to the Department of Water's Algal Watch during office hours, and that's 6250 8064. Let's hope people are on the ball with this down here around the Leyton Inlet. Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth. Get the update on what to download. Yes, a very good morning, Dan the Internet. How are you?
Good morning, Blackers. Yeah, very well. How are you?
Yeah, well, mate. Thank you.
Awesome.
Haven't
done
much.
Well, Blackers, tis the season and all.
Yeah, and I haven't done much season. Christmas shopping yet. How are you going with shopping for your brood?
Not very well, actually. No. So, and this is exactly directly related to gift giving, because there's a great website that also has an app that I've put on the internet's Facebook page, which I'm sure you guys will share.
Yeah.
It's the worst name in the world, Blacker, so bear with me. It's called Portable North Pole, PNP, Video Santa. And what it does, it allows you to get in touch with the big man and give him some details, and then he'll send a personalised video to your little one.
Oh, great. I might do this for my grandchildren.
Yes, that's right. And they get the video call, and he'll say hi. So, for example, my daughter's name's Luca. Hi, Luca. I hear you've been a good girl. You've been going to bed on time. Blah blah blah. I'm very busy now, and it's a fantastically produced video too. It looks fantastic. I've used it a couple of years in a row. So, great bargaining tool, Blackers, for this time of year when you just need them to get to the line.
Yeah.
And, keep your eye on the prize, which has been good.
Yeah, lots of luck. Just run it by me again. How do you spell it?
Portable North Pole, PNP. And it's personalised video calls from Santa.
Portable North Pole. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it is. The worst, I don't know. It's the worst name in the history of the world. But anyway.
It is. It's ridiculous. You think these people that are so smart to come up with these apps could actually come up with an easily, usable, clicky name that actually goes, yeah, that's great, that's easy.
We need to have a chat with their marketing department for sure.
Four or five letters, bang, there it is.
Yeah. But it's really good. And it's obvious that it's probably my fifth year in a row of using it. It works every time. It's fantastic. So the kids will love it.